This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Indonesian island of Bali is thousands of miles from America's east coast, but the effects of September 11th have been felt even there, largely because the island's economy is so dependent on tourism. Many residents of Bali are angry with the U.S. government for issuing a terrorism advisory warning against travel to Indonesia. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
For vacation destinations, the word paradise is overused, but it's hard not to use it when describing Bali. The beaches are golden, the people are friendly, and the hotels really are luxurious. The gentle sound of Javanese gamelan music still filters through hotel lobbies across the island, but it's clear things have changed dramatically since September 11th. The Tanjung Sari was one of Bali's first small luxury hotels in the 1960s, and it still has that perfect honeymoon feel about it. But manager Sumir Sar says the last few months have been crippling economically.
So since September 11th, it's affected very much the hotel business here. So the decrease is in like cancellation about 50%, 50% cancellation we receive after that, because they worry about traveling, flying. Today it's 11%.
An occupancy rate of 11% spells disaster in paradise. Waiters at the hotel restaurant hang around doing nothing as water from the fountain splashes into an empty swimming pool. Two out of every three households in Bali have someone directly or indirectly involved in the tourist industry. Ordinary traders on the street, like 40-year-old woodcarver Bambang, say the fallout from September 11th has made their lives very difficult. But he says it's not the first time they've been through it.
Big problem in the United States with Osama bin Laden. Same like in 1991 in Iraq, Saddam Hussein.
Whether it's Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden, not everyone here is taking the problem lying down.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this very, very special evening of the Bali MICE.
Michigan native Jack Daniels has worked in the tourist industry in Bali for 25 years. Tonight, under the palm trees of one of Bali's top resorts, complete with Balinese music and fruit cocktails, he's hosting a party for tourism executives, trying to help kickstart the industry. Daniels says people should not be afraid to come to Bali because Indonesia is mainly Muslim. 90% of Balinese, he says, are Hindu, and he's annoyed at the U.S. State Department for not making the differentiation in its Indonesia travel advisory.
Our government said to us several years ago in the height of the economic crisis that we would have to not rely on their money, but we would have to work together among ourselves to find ways to promote Indonesia to promote Bali as a destination.
Daniel says this is despite the fact there has not been a single violent incident against foreigners. Meanwhile, he's doing everything he can to get the message out that you can still have a very safe slice of paradise and often at a much lower price. His company, Bali Discovery, will even guarantee the experience. If you so much as encounter a demonstration during your stay, he says, he'll fully refund the cost of your vacation. Rob Gifford, NPR News, in Bali, Indonesia.